The FBI's identified the man they believe made broad threats against New Jersey synagogues, and they now say he is no longer a threat. WCBS's Glenn Schuck is with us now. What can you tell us about this person and his motives?
Well, Joe, we learned first in a statement from Governor Murphy around 10 this morning. Again, he came right out again and said that the specific threat was mitigated, but they'll remain vigilant, meaning that the suspect was identified. And when the FBI did get to talk to him a bit, they kind of uncovered what may have been his motivation for setting off all these alarm bells on Thursday, which led to this, again, FBI alert and then police being summoned in all these local communities up and down the Garden State. Again, the reports are that this person may have felt like he had been bullied and by some aspect of the Jewish community. They really won't go into more details. We'll certainly learn that from the FBI in Newark at some point. But again, that he felt like he needed to push back and made this threat. And again, it went, you know, completely international story at that point. And we've learned more since then. They no longer feel he is a threat based on the interview that they've had with this person.
Thank you, Glenn. That's an important point. I just want to reiterate it. They feel he's no longer a threat. Now, you've spoken with Jewish leaders in New Jersey. What are they saying to you?
Well, Joe, I know what they're saying. They're saying, you know, even though this particular person may not be a threat, they're really not changing their strategy from what I can see. They feel that, you know, in light of the comments that have been made in recent weeks from the likes of Kanye West or Kyrie Irving, they just think the culture right now has them in danger. And it's not something they want to continue to deal with. But frankly, they feel like they're almost used to having to do that. I was at a congregation on Englewood Avenue in Teaneck. The rabbi there, Chaim Strockler, very taken back by this, but at the same time saying that they're going to move forward, that they think that life is precious and they realize that every moment, you know, they're trying to live their life the best they can, will not be living in fear. But I should mention, despite the fact now that they heard that there is no specific threat and that threat was mitigated, there's still police officers from Teaneck driving around even on foot. And many of these synagogues have their own personal security that they beefed up a bit, even community watches that have been out since last night. They say they're pretty much going to continue with that going through the weekend.
WCBS's Glenn Schuck, thank you very much.
Joe, thank you.